I'm David Wellna at the Capitol. Armed Services Committee Chairman John Warner's decision today to vote in his panel on his own version of military commissions legislation clearly defied the White House. Warner said all he was trying to do was come up with legislation that will pass the scrutiny of the Supreme Court, which the Bush administration's previous court plan failed to do.
We have tried, those of us that have put this draft together, to provide language which in no way reflects a basis for anyone to say that the United States is still not observing the Geneva Convention, and particularly the provisions that could relate to detainees.
Senator Carl Levin, the panel's top Democrat, said protecting U.S. troops is the chief concern of those who drafted the alternative legislation.
The standards that we set must be such that when other countries adopt them, that we will stand behind them as being fair, so that if our troops, when captured, are confronted with detention procedures, that procedures which are used against them, we will insist upon be proper, fair, just, and humane, and we must meet that same standard ourselves.
Warner's made common cause with fellow Republicans and military veterans John McCain and Lindsey Graham, but he also got support today from Maine Republican Susan Collins, who questioned the administration's insistence on allowing secret evidence that the accused cannot see.
Surely we should be able to figure out a way to give that individual access to all of the information against him. And in those cases where we can't, it may lead to the government not being able to proceed with the case, but I don't think we should create the misimpression that that means that the enemy combatant would go free.
Collins noted that such prisoners could continue to be held as they have been, but Alabama Republican Jeff Sessions, who backs the White House bill, defended its redefinition of the Geneva limits on prisoner interrogations. Sessions cited CIA Director Michael Hayden.
General Hayden has pleaded with us to give the clear standards that are necessary. He has pleaded with us to give his agents the clarity that they need. He believes the president's proposal does that. He does not believe the committee draft does.
Earlier today, Arizona Republican McCain rejected Hayden's assertions.
I think General Hayden doesn't want to be criticized. He wants us to assume responsibility for anything that they do, and I don't think that that's appropriate.
South Dakota Republican John Thune, meanwhile, suggested that Colin Powell's letter to McCain was actually an endorsement of the White House bill.
It seems to me that what he may be saying here is that he thinks that the McCain amendment provides the necessary clarity, which would square with what Secretary of State Rice said in her letter that was submitted earlier today as well.
McCain rejected that suggestion out of hand.
If the senator would like more definition from General Powell, I'd be glad to get it. He is adamantly opposed to redefining Common Article 3, and as former Secretary of State, Chairman of Joint Chiefs of Staff, I think he probably deserves some consideration. Have no doubt as to General Powell's intention in that letter.
And Chairman Warner said Rice and Powell's differences on the legislation were the crux of the battle.
And that is essentially what's before this committee and will be before the United States Senate, I anticipate, in short order.
David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.